MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Another kidnapped businessman has been rescued in Johannesburg, and he is the second to be rescued this week, the 13th since the start of the year. A similar pattern is being observed in the Eastern Cape. So what's the problem? Brigadier Athlende Mate speaks for the South African Police Service and joins me first up on the program. And Brigadier, first of all then, what factors do you believe are contributing to this rise in kidnappings, particularly of businessmen here in Johannesburg and in the Eastern Cape?
Let me firstly put it into context that the rise in kidnappings that we see are kidnappings that are linked to other crimes, such as murder, rape, hijacking. So the motive is not really kidnapping, but for the perpetrators to be able to execute what they want to achieve, they would have to kidnap the victim. So yes, in terms of that, we do see a rise where another common law crime is the motive. But now when we look at and zoom into kidnappings where ransom demands are being made, we strongly believe that as the SAPS, we have been able to stabilize that type of crime. In the third quarter, we saw 138 cases, that is between October and December, being reported to the SAPS. And in the previous quarter, we saw, we reported and registered 136 cases. So it was a slight increase, and that's what we're saying. We've been able to stabilize this type of crime. We do believe that we've been able to intercept these syndicates in the last 2 years, talking about 250 arrests being made. But coming back to your question as to why do we see a rise, we are seeing criminals move away from the serious and more violent crimes, and they are seeing these kidnappings for ransom as a quick cash solution because they believe that it's an easier form of way of making money. You kidnap someone, you demand a ransom, you get the ransom, you release. But we are quite confident that as the SAPS, we are able to intercept and dislodge these syndicates with the number of people arrested. And the fact that we have been able to rescue so many businessmen and kids, children from wealthy families without ransom payments being made to these perpetrators, which gives us an indication that we do have the expertise, we do have the capabilities, and the SAPS is competent to investigate and intercept these syndicates.
Nonetheless, this is very concerning. Do you have a sense, Brigadier, of the primary targets of these kidnappings? In other words, is there a specific profile that victims typically fit, nationality, occupation, or any other characteristics?
Look, there is no doubt that these kidnappings, they are well coordinated, well planned. And that is why at the center of our task teams and at the center of investigations is crime intelligence and counterintelligence. All our investigations and all our tracing operations, they're in crime intelligence driven, because we do believe that a lot of planning comes from, is as a result of these kidnappings. So they don't just identify someone. They go for wealthy business people. So they do their homework and then they study a person and then they go for it. But we are also investigating within the circle of these wealthy businessmen. If they are inside jobs, who is giving the syndicates information on the wealth, amount of wealth that these business people are having? Because even if you look at the children that were kidnapped, it's not just the child that you find on the streets and whatever. They are children from wealthy business families and so on. So our intelligence is broadening, and we are focusing our efforts on ensuring that within the circles there is no one giving these syndicates information. But most importantly is that communities really need to also play an active citizenry role. When suspicious activities in their communities, you know of a person who is driving fancy cars, but you cannot associate them with a proper business or them going to work and so on. So report that information, and you may remain anonymous, and bring it to our attention so that we work on that information. I always say to communities, intelligence is information from communities. Actually, the majority of our successes are as a result of tip-offs from communities, because they hold the intelligence. They become our witnesses in court, and they are our eyes and ears on the ground.
Brigadier, once you have that intelligence that you refer to, how then would the South African Police Service and the Special Task Force approach an investigation, and for that matter, a rescue operation?
We are very sensitive when it comes to issues of kidnappings. You would have seen that when we are dealing with a kidnapping case, we don't just communicate on it. So once we have the case and the case is reported, you'll not hear from the police. We don't discuss it in the media space because we don't want to jeopardize the life. So such cases are treated with sensitivity, but also that's where we mobilize maximum resources, because our focus is to get the victim safe, unharmed, and alive. So rescuing victims is a priority for us, and that is our main focus. So we are very sensitive to such cases. We hardly communicate on them. We will only communicate once there is a success and we are sure that the victim is safely reunited with their family. So a lot of planning goes to that, a lot of resources, manpower, and we ensure that the highly skilled, highly trained members are deployed. And like I've assured South Africans in the past week to say, we have the necessary capabilities. We've got trained, highly competent hostage negotiators within the SAPS that know how to tackle such situations. And that's why we are aging communities. If a relative, a friend, or any other person gets to be a victim and people start calling you demanding ransom, immediately report it to the SAPS. We know how to handle such cases, because once you start negotiating with these perpetrators, it is not always that you will find your relative or your friend alive once you pay the ransom.
Brigadier, just so, finally, if I can interrupt, and a quick answer if you don't mind. Given the significant number of kidnappers arrested in recent months, what information have you been able to gather about these syndicates or networks?
Look, we know that some of them, it's their daily bread. They are well coordinated. They are working with other criminals from other countries. And that's why we have the cross-border operations. We've got joint action plans with countries like your Mozambique and other SADC countries. But we are also seeing a lot of copycat groupings that, like I've indicated, I'm doing this as a quick cash solution. You kidnap, you demand, and then you release. But we are treating every case as a priority because we want to save more lives.
Thank you very much for talking to me today, Brigadier Athlende Mate, who speaks for the South African Police Service.